In efforts to stimulate the economy, the federal government set to announce a construction stimulus package. Currently, details are unclear, but it seems to focus on residential housing, and many are hoping it may actually lead to more social housing being built. Today, the Community Housing Industry Association and National Shelter released modelling showing the benefits of investing in social housing to the economy. The Wire's Grace Applin spoke to Executive Officer of National Shelter, Adrian Pisarski, about why funding social housing should be an essential part of Australia's economic recovery.
Given the backlog of social housing or the shortfall of social housing that we have across Australia, that building an additional 30,000 properties of social housing is a reasonable thing and would provide a significant boost to jobs and economic activity.
What do you think the government's intention is with this stimulus package?
They are not certain yet what they are doing. They are considering a range of options. They obviously want to ensure that there are jobs in the construction industry that are maintained and added, so that the known economic multiplier benefits of the construction industry can flow through to the rest of the economy. It's one of the reasons that we've prepared the modelling on this, to demonstrate that we think that a social housing response does what they want to do, which is to boost economic activity and create jobs.
In your conversations with them, have they acknowledged or recognised that social housing is an important and profitable sector?
We have been in conversation with them about the need for a stimulus package like this for some time, and they have certainly been open to considering what we're putting forward.
So why do you think they haven't brought this to attention before?
Social housing is around about 5% or just under 5% of all housing in Australia. So it's not probably considered by the federal government to be as large as doing something in the general housing market. But nonetheless, it's something that can be done quickly. It does create something which is desperately needed, and it will create the jobs and economic activity that the government wants.
But if social housing accounts for 5% of national housing, why does it make more sense economically for the government to focus on social housing?
They can make the direct investment in social housing through the states or through community housing providers directly, and make sure that that spending hits the ground quickly, does the upgrades of existing properties, and starts construction of new properties quickly. Once you are dealing with grants into a general market, there are planning approvals required, there are delays to those processes that can often occur. This is something that governments, I believe, can control, which I think is what's going to be required in responding to the economic aspects of COVID-19.
What else needs to be done by the government in the long term?
There needs really to be a national housing strategy. We have a very low level of social housing in Australia relative to most OECD countries, and we need to lift that level. So there needs to be a national plan to determine how we do that. We also need to look at what the levels of home ownership are likely to be across the future, what the role of the rental market is. All of these will require a national housing strategy to be implemented over the next 10 or 20 years. Housing is never a short-term game. It has taken us something like 25 years to create the housing crisis that we currently experience, and it's likely to take us at least 20 years to get out of it. If we don't have a national plan to do that, we won't get on with it.
So since coronavirus, economic instability has been made even more apparent. Do you think that the pandemic has made people more compassionate regarding issues such as homelessness and social housing?
I think it has. Things like the coronavirus crisis really make people reflect on how vulnerable we are and how vulnerable other people are. And therefore, when you see someone who is in unfortunate circumstances, it's easier to reach out and be compassionate.
So with this growth in compassion, do you think it's going to be harder for the government to reject or sideline social housing as we try to rebuild the economy?
I think it would be negligent if they announce a large housing construction package without including social housing in it.
Adrian Pisarski, Executive Officer of National Shelter, speaking to The Wire's Grace App.